Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
I am Mariah Erickson. I am reading some poetry today, and I am from Duluth. Lake Owen, summer, 1992. Mandy and Raya, Raya and Mandy. So close, they eventually become one word. Raya Mandy, Mandy Raya. They dip together into clear glacial prickle. Skin and chill are finite, but each grows deeper tentacles into the other. Cocoons away all the winter days. White, painful, counted out on the abacus of their separation. Those days don't matter now. Balsa eaten up fast by the flames of their togetherness. Only sooty shadows left. They pull themselves up on elbows in the sand, float their bodies out into deeper waters behind them, bobbing islands of calves and thighs, butt cheeks and shoulders, foreign entities to this lake for so many, many days, and giggle. One rockets a shiny acorn, found bobbing along the shoreline out into the water with a flick of forefinger, where it bobs once, twice, and then begins its slow pilgrimage back to the shore, riding the invisible tide. These girls are like that. Their legs want to migrate back to the sand, safe and solid, something known and familiar, but they wave their hips back and forth, a dance of seduction no one sees. They force their legs to float out behind them in uncharted places. The moon pulls these girls to white regions, makes them behave in ways that they cannot resist, beckoned by tides. They think they're wily and worldly now, at 15. They sneak cigarettes from someone's pack on the beach, blow sloppy rings that disappear on the breeze, stuff the spent butts under the sand. They carve their names into anything that they can find, searching for some permanence. Let this day be the one that lasts forever, but none do. They listen to music loud, ripe with curse words and the strange vulgarity of youth. They dance in backseats of cars, in supermarket checkout lines, with shoes, without. They move in ways that only girls of 15 move, like snakes on fire and still conscious of their every muscle. They watch the rough cap of the acorn disappear and reappear as waves lap over it. One girl talks, the other listens. The listening one is here, the talking one is gone, someplace else. They laugh, harsh, uncorrected sounds escaping in vibrant bursts. Magenta, goldenrod, emerald. They let wakes from boats that pass by, loud and full of boys, wash over and over and over their buoyant, forced legs. Side by side, synthesis of sky and land and water and skin and summer culminate in one sharp moment when one girl, does it really matter which, trickles pebbles through her fingers, counting boys she likes or songs.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.